It was a champagne pop that resounded through corporate America.
To the first union in American history.
That was Chris Smalls, founder of the Amazon Labor Union, toasting the first Amazon union in the U.S. a year ago today. It was a stunning victory. But a year later, the fight drags on for his union and for many others, as NPR's Andrea Hsu reports.
Remember what it was like last spring? The labor movement had so much hope.
Please welcome Chris Smalls!
Chris Smalls, the fired Amazon warehouse worker turned labor warrior, had become a hero, a staple of late-night television.
Miro, who is in the bodega with us today?
Oh, man, it's the god himself. Mm-hmm. It's my man Chris Smalls, Jersey's own.
With his signature gold chains and dark shades, he appeared on panel after panel.
Chris, you are giving us hope and inspiration because...
Because he had achieved the impossible. He'd gone to war with Goliath and won. The union victory at Amazon had people talking about a labor resurgence, not just at Amazon, but among working people everywhere. A turnaround for unions after a decades-long decline. Chris Smalls himself warned Amazon that more organizing was coming. Here he was on Showtime.
It's been crazy. Ever since we won, we've been contacted by every building in the country already. And overseas as well. I'm checking my DMs every day, messages, emails. I can't even keep up anymore.
But just a month after its April 1st victory, the Amazon Labor Union lost its next election at a warehouse across the street by a fairly wide margin.
We've just got some breaking news out of New York, where Amazon workers have voted not to unionize a second Staten Island warehouse.
And last fall, Amazon workers voted down the union at another warehouse in Albany. Now, Amazon had spent millions on anti-union consultants. The company had also raised wages, made some changes workers had been asking for, and outright said to them, you're better off without a union. Why pay their dues? That message seems to have gotten through. And now there are reports of rifts within the Amazon labor union, disagreements about how to move forward, how to carry on the fight, because it remains a fight. Even at the warehouse that did unionize.
Amazon has still to accept the result of that election, much less to bargain a contract.
Ruth Milkman is a labor sociologist with the Graduate Center at the City University of New York.
And that's true of all these companies. They all remain intransigent in their anti-union activities, and the law enables them to do that.
Labor law, she says, is tilted in favor of employers. For one thing, employers can find endless ways to stall the process. That's what Amazon appears to be doing on Staten Island. Federal labor officials have considered and rejected Amazon's numerous objections to the election. Now they've ordered the company to start negotiating a contract. But Amazon has asked for a review. And even if that review doesn't go in its favor, Amazon can appeal all the way to the Supreme Court.
They can create long delays at every stage of the organizing process, and that's exactly what we're seeing.
Also, there are no civil penalties for violating a worker's right to organize. So even though labor officials have found some of Amazon's anti-union activities to be unlawful, the company has gotten little more than a slap on the wrist. Here's how Liz Schuler, the president of the AFL-CIO, sees it.
Right now, companies are just, it's a cost of doing business.
Democrats, including President Biden, have been pushing for a bill that would change that. Under the PRO Act, companies would be fined up to $50,000 for each violation of labor law, double that for repeat offenders. But with Congress divided the way it is, the PRO Act is going nowhere. And without a radical change to the law, Ruth Milkman says a labor resurgence is unlikely.
Those of us who've been watching this stuff for many decades have actually been pleasantly surprised by the success that has occurred, but it's too modest in scope and too fiercely resisted by employers.
To really move the needle, she says. So despite all the commotion that unions created last year, including that champagne pop a year ago today, the share of workers belonging to a union has actually fallen. It's now at a record low of about 10%. Andrea Hsu, NPR News.
And we note that Amazon is among NPR's financial supporters and pays to distribute some of our content.